The first six cyclists in this year's Iditarod Trail Invitational have checked in at the Winter Lake Lodge along the Iditarod Trail. It's the third checkpoint in an ultra-distance human-powered race that started north of Anchorage yesterday. Cyclists and runners in the race can choose to travel the Iditarod Trail for 350 miles to McGrath, or they can go the full 1,000 miles to Nome. Two Fairbanks area bikers are expected to lead the pack this year, veteran and former champion Jeff Oatley and rookie Kevin Breitenbach are among the 36 athletes headed for McGrath. Katie Merchant is the race co-organizer. She says those invited to compete are very experienced.
A very competitive field, and in even the running and the biking division, it's going to be really interesting to see how things pan out on the trail.
Merchant says there's a possibility the athletes headed for Nome could catch a glimpse of dog teams racing in this year's Iditarod. That race starts next weekend.
I did the race in 2008. I did see most of the mushers. Some of them passed us up at night or at checkpoints or in the villages. But the first night I remember in particular, we were bivvied down by in a swamp somewhere in the trees, and we saw all the leaders come through. So it was kind of a neat view of the Iditarod coming through. I could just see the musher's headlight and the dogs.
Only 12 racers will try to make the entire 1,000-mile journey to Nome, including a husband and wife team. Merchant says it could take those on foot up to a month to get there. Bikers are expected to take about 15 days to get to Nome.